Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and this is Rick, and you're listening to the online subscription site call. And hang on just a second here while I get everything straightened out. So today, the first question on our call today will be, dear Rick, how can my husband want to change his unhealthy relationship habits? He has a wall that he's built, I think, since his childhood, and he comes around the front for long periods of time in courage, trust, and love. Then something happens to upset him, and he hides and lives behind the brick wall, almost like a trauma happened. Today at prayer, I saw his red wall, tall and strong, which he was behind. Then I saw God's love in the form of a very large, round iron ball battering that wall with one point of contact. The wall came down, and my husband stepped over the debris and was glad that the thing was down. He took my hand and said to me, come on, let's get out of here. It was so loving and amazing. I've stood at his wall for years, putting flowers on top of the wall, and he would take them, peeking around the corner of the wall at me to interact for a time. Then he would come out to test the waters instead of just living his truth to see if it was safe. What do I do with this visualization? I also had another visualization that popped into my mind and heart a few days ago. He was in bed naked with a red rose standing and waiting for me to join him. He had the biggest smile on his face. These images touch my heart, and I know both of these things can happen for him and for us. Do I express them to him or just love him with the images in my consciousness? He's separated from me again and cannot seem to communicate his feelings in a way that supports our relationship. He thinks it's his way or my way and not our way. I will understand. I think he's a wonderful man, and I hope he can leave the wall behind and join in life with me that combines what is on either side of that wall. I love him. He can have courage and confidence in being himself with me, and I hope he comes to realize this. Until he believes and experiences that, he does not have to hide and protect himself so strongly. I am doing a much better job of my healing and loving these days and want to show him. Well, the one thing I would say, because your question is, what do you do with this visualization? Seemed to me in that first visualization, it was simply there was an iron ball, and it seemed like that was God's iron ball hitting the wall. So to me, whenever I feel like it's something God has to do, then I don't express anything because I don't want to get someone defensive against what might happen. Instead, I try to be quiet and allow healing to occur apart from that. And I feel like that is something that will, you know, it's something that God will do, that it will literally happen when he least expects it. And if this is what you want, this relationship, then I believe just maintaining a still kind of position, waiting, is going to be what you need to do, even with the other one. I know that some relationships get into what's called an approach avoidance pattern, and it sounds like that may be what happens in your relationship, so that every time you pursue, he withdraws. In that situation, if you can stop pursuing and just be still and wait and patient, in the long run, the other person will typically come back, but it's a matter of, again, patiently waiting for that to occur. So that's the end of our first question. Let's go on with our second question here. Hang on just a second. Almost there. All right. Second question. Dear Rick, my husband has a disabling habit of going along to get along. He's done this with his first wife, and also I also think in his birth family with his mom. He is so radical about this, giving up himself until he can't take it anymore, and then he moves out and cuts off relationships. Most of the time I ask him if it is okay with him, and I do not know he's doing this. I know he doesn't want to do it, but it's a very bad habit on his part. As he breaks this habit, then we can relate honestly and openly and lovingly with compassion and acceptance and peace. I would like this habit to be broken so it doesn't break our marriage. I know he is so hurt that he thinks he cannot change. I'm committed to help him with this dysfunction. How can I assure him so he can draw upon his desire for courage and confidence without harming our marriage, me or him? And that's a great question. One of the things I suggest to people in a situation like this, I tell them, you can give, but you cannot take. And by that I mean, it's important not to ask questions. Typically, asking questions like, would you do this for me or whatever, is perceived as a taking by the other party. It's far better to, again, act independently so that they don't sense that they have to be a part of it. Tell them what you're going to do. You can invite them to come if they want or not. But in the long run, you need to be making your own plan, your own course of action, taking that direction. And then it frees them up to begin to come along. On the other hand, like I said, if you begin to ask questions, do you like this? Would you do this with me? Or whatever, they perceive that as a taking and can begin to withdraw because of that approach avoidance. So I'm hoping, you know, if you'll take that position of just telling them what you're going to do when you do communicate, but be independent and be secure, ultimately it allows them to feel safe enough to reengage. Great question. Thank you very much. Now for the next question today, when is enough? When do you say enough is enough? After discovery of his affair, my husband showed signs of being 100% committed to our marriage and to change. He started reading the Bible with me. He started going to church. He was involved in my recovery and trying to make it safe to learn how to trust him again. 3.5 months later, he's emotionally disengaged, and the marriage feels like it did before I discovered his affair. I don't know if the relationship with his AP has resumed or if he has some other issue. He does not want to talk with me and has increased his work hours. So, when is it enough? When do I put my foot down and tell him either you're with me or you're not? Either God and our marriage or are your priority, or you can make your job a priority and I'll go on to live in peace. How long do I have to give him before he shows signs of true change? I do not believe that he's given his life fully to the Lord. I have seen this pattern in his life before, and he gets inspired by something to change and be better, and then it just fades away, and his true self is revealed. He wants to be in control of his life, and he doesn't have interest in pursuing a full and well-rounded relationship with God. This affects me and my child. I don't want to live like this forever, but I see very little hope for him to change and for that change to stick. So my question is this, when is it enough? So that is, I think, a question that everyone would like to have an answer for. So when is it enough? I think, and I don't know if you're in EMS Online or anything like that, but you know, the road to hell, as far as I'm concerned, is paved with good intentions. And a lot of times people at the start are highly motivated but begin to lose that momentum as time goes on. Whether or not they relapse over time, they've at least relapsed into an old way of seeing the relationship. In my opinion, if there isn't, I think, contact with other people where he's gaining a new perspective and there are things helping him to maintain this course for change, the probabilities of things working out well in this situation are small. It actually takes about 18 to 24 months for change to begin to occur, or at least for a new way of relating to begin to feel normal. So it's not something that happens within the first week or two, but rather something that happens over time. I would hope that he's in CR and doing either EMS online or Hope for Healing for Men. Those types of things would probably help him stay the course. On the other hand, when somebody seems to become more ambivalent and is just expecting you to move on again, my take would be you set a date. You give him that length of time, whatever you predetermine God's telling you to give him. And at the end of that time, you tell him, thank you, but no thank you. This isn't what I want. We're still not doing marriage. And you begin to move on. Typically, the best way to get a guy's attention is going to be cardboard boxes. And I'm not saying you do this ultimately to get him to begin to change. My concern is simply the fact that he's gone back to a place of ambivalence, which I think is pretty typical unless, again, there are other people encouraging him and helping him where he feels understood. If he's not willing to get that sort of help, again, I think the probabilities of success go down. I'd love to know whether or not he is doing other things at this point. And if he's done this while doing other things, that I would even be more discouraged. If he hasn't really gotten involved in other recovery activities, then I would say there's still hope. So that would be my advice, is encourage him to get involved with others who can help him see things from a new perspective. And with that, that is all of our calls today. I want to thank everybody that wrote in to the Q&A call, and I do hope that you'll get your questions on for next Monday. I look forward to talking to you guys then. To life.